You've got off, Faye.
Leaning over the edge of the boxing ring with his, they're wraps rather than gloves, aren't they? Yeah, wearing there. I've got 16-year-old Josh. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to be involved in this boxing club.
When I was younger, I used to like just get involved in the streets, gangs and all that, like running about, thinking I was hard and all that. But then obviously stuff happened and I come moved up to Stafford and I've got stuff going for me now. I've come here, don't need to go on the streets or nothing no more. Been getting in trouble with the police for about 6-7 years now.
Since you were 9 years old?
10's when I started going out doing crime and all that stuff.
What kind of crime did you commit as a 10-year-old?
Just used to do robberies, got involved with that and it's hard to get back out of it.
How did you find yourself falling into that crime?
And all my mates used to do it as well. So we just used to go out and just end up like doing crime and that.
When you were 10, 11, 12 years old, was crime something you kind of looked at and aspired to and thought, yeah, that's the way to go, to get what I want in life?
Some family members, obviously, have been involved in that stuff. So I thought, well, I want to try it, you know what I mean?
Have you managed to avoid drugs in your life?
No. I used to smoke weed a lot, like heavy, but the past 2-3 weeks I've not smoked anything. Now I've been coming here, I want to box for Andy, like competitive fighting.
What does it feel like when you're in the boxing ring?
You just forget about everything, all you concentrate on is just your boxing. It relieves all the stress and that.
One of the guys who's here for you is, as I guess, a coach and a counsellor, who's Robbie, who's now in his 50s, has spent the last 40 years in and out of prison. Do you see what you want to avoid?
Yeah, I was behind bars not long back. I've been out about near 3.5 months now. I was too young to go to a young offenders, and obviously you start realising, like, yeah, it's not worth it, you know what I mean? You can't see your family, you can't do what you want. You've got staff taking you, there's cameras everywhere following you. Every door's locked.
How difficult do you think it's going to be for you now to ensure you avoid crime and that you don't end up back serving a sentence?
To be honest, I've not committed a crime since I've been out, and I've been out nearly 3.5 months, so it's quite easy, to be honest. It's because I'm in a different area. When I come out, I didn't really know anybody. And in Manchester, obviously, I knew the wrong people. Everyone I knew done crime and that. So when I was going out with them, we'd always end up doing a crime, ending up in a cell. But up here, like, I know people around here now, but they don't go out and do crimes.
The person who leads this project is essentially a police officer. Perhaps for you in recent years, police officer wouldn't have been your natural choice of friend.
Not in a million years. I used to hate him. Coming here, it gives you like a different view on some police as well. Andy is sound. He's a police officer, yeah, but they're just trying to like keep people off the streets, trying to stop the crime.
And do you think this is going to keep you away from crime?
Yeah, it has done so far, and I should have my first fight in April. Me doing that then is going to keep me out of trouble, because that's what I want to do. And if I start getting involved in crime, and I'll get sent back down if I commit another crime, and I won't be able to do that. So that's giving me something to stay out for and look forward to.